Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. What's shaking, Matt Man?
Oh, nothing, Jay. Just enjoying life and letting it happen. And yourself?
Well, we're drenched here today. I has pissed and poured all day long. Thunder, rain, heavy rain, flood warnings.
Really?
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Hoping that the rain lets up over in Fayetteville before the Arkansas game kicks off.
And who might the Mighty Hogs be playing tonight?
They are playing Troy University.
Oh.
Out of Troy, Alabama.
Now, does Arkansas have a wooden horse set up ready for them?
No.
No.
Not going to try to trick anybody. We're just going to take them, you know, head on.
Head on. Mano a mano.
That's right.
Had a great day at the mine today, Jay.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, great day at the beer mine. It was evidently Titapalooza day at the beer mine. Oh, I know. There were several sets that came through that were just lovely. Unfortunately, they were tied to rude women, but
no.
That's okay because it's not like I had to go home with and live with them or anything. But they, you know, they were nice to look at.
Yeah, well, yeah. A lot of times, really great boobs are attached to really rude women. I don't know why that is. Somebody should do a scientific study and find out why that is.
It's because the Almighty is a genius.
Matt, you really sound a little shaky tonight. What's up with you, man?
Well, Jay, as you know, I swore off energy drinks about 12, 13 days ago. I've laughed a lot, but today I had not only a NOS, I also had a full throttle because I was feeling a little sleepy. And, I'm not sleepy anymore.
A NOS and a full throttle. Hell, I bet Janet Reno is telling you to stop shaking so damn much.
My hair's tingling, Jay.
Well, the hair tingling, that's just the government surveillance that you're picking up. All the electronic surveillance around. Yeah.
if someone put a tinfoil hat on me right now, I'd probably explode. I don't know what that meant, but it sounded funny.
Well, everything metal you touched would shock the hell out of you.
And be shocking, shocking.
Yeah. Mike's in the chat room, and he wants to know, what's tonight got to do with anything? What does anything have to do with anything, Mike? What does love have to do with it? That's what
Tina Turner
wanted to know.
Yeah. Mike, sometimes we want to get out of ourselves and help others and permeate the world with good feelings and whatnot. Evidently that idea is foreign to you, and Jay and I have done it several times. And, you know, we continue to do it.
Yeah. Well, we're just, you know, all around good guys is what it really is.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, and we want to use the power of I'm with stupid only for good, not for bad.
Never, never.
And in fact, we've done that a few times now. We are we've had some great victories.
Yes, we have.
Started out, well, let's see, with the Time Warner Cable, and
yes.
You brought them to their knees.
Yes, we did. And then what came next?
Well, then there was the local CW.
Yeah, the local
CW
channel. Yeah.
Bastards took MASH off at 10:30 every night. And I went after them, guns a-blazing, and they have now put MASH back on.
I know. You went after them like 5 o'clock Charlie, baby.
Yes, I did. Indiscriminate bombing. And then there was the lovely and the talented Jeanette, who was attempting to upload her karaoke video.
Yes.
And nobody would
let
her up.
They wouldn't let her
finally,
do it. Yep.
So we had to take to the cyber airwaves again.
Yep.
Had to lay it to the social media sites, and Google Plus immediately acquiesced. And
one of my favorite
words. Yeah. And she was able to upload her video of her beautiful, sexy singing voice.
Yes.
Doing some karaoke and drinking vodka. Two of my favorite things in the world. Well, not really the karaoke part, but other people's karaoke I love. My karaoke isn't going to happen.
And then we had kind of a setback yesterday, didn't we?
Apparently so.
Folks, a lovely woman named Summy George contacted me via Facebook, and she wanted to come to the United States. And it was amazing. In just a few hours, we raised $2,050 for her. But alas, she doesn't want to accept it.
Why the hell not?
Well, I guess it was my last message to her. I said, you know, for all my hard work, can I get a naked picture of you? It was at that point that she defriended me and blocked me from ever having any contact with her ever again.
Wow. That is just shocking.
I know.
That kind of behavior. And here we are going out of our way.
I know.
We took time out of our very busy schedules.
We changed the post schedule.
We did, and we don't like to do that.
No, we don't.
Because one half of this team really doesn't like change very much.
We're very structured.
We are. We had our show / blog prep session on Wednesday.
Yes.
And we had to end up modifying what we had worked so hard to put together.
I know.
And we did it. We did it for her, not for us.
I know. And we raised thousands of dollars. And what do we get in return, Jay?
Heartache.
Exactly.
You know, we cranked up the benevolent order of IWS. We called on the fans and followers of I'm With Stupid, our vast and diverse worldwide network of people.
Yep.
We summoned them once again to do good and fight the good fight on behalf of someone in need. And she does you this way.
I know. And the thing is, who else did we bounce? Because I saw a comment. If you want to read it, you can go to yesterday's post at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com. The lovely Ms. Knight, she just wants $350 for lingerie. We could do that in 10 seconds.
Oh,
but
hell
no.
Yes, we could.
Yeah, but we said no. We have to help Summy George.
Right. We were focused.
Yeah, we were focused. Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Summy was not just, it's not just about her, you know, wanting to get out of Nigeria. She is in physical danger there.
Yes, she is.
It's an urgent situation. And you would think that in an urgent situation, she would be a little more accommodating.
You would think so.
Certainly that's what you were planning, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I offered the digs to her, and
yeah.
I know you and I were working on a job for her.
Absolutely.
And
she was going to be a part of the I'm With Stupid team.
Exactly. She was going to be, I don't know, a cheerleader or something.
She was going to be the Jennifer Marlowe of the I'm With Stupid team.
Yes, exactly. And, it was just thrown in our faces, and now I can't contact her.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it's not like you were wanting something for what,
no,
you know, you were just, it was just kind of a way of getting closer and being more, friends.
Exactly. I just wanted to know her. I wanted to know her inside and out. That's all it was.
And you might have had some slight concerns about, you know, what she was packing downstairs, but.
Whew. Yeah, I wanted to find out about that.
there was definite concern that there might have been a Lady Gaga / Jamie Lee Curtis situation.
Yep,
I'm just talking rumors. I don't really know. I'm just saying there's rumors on the internet about these things.
And that's why there are rumors, because she didn't let us find out.
Exactly.
We could clear this up in 10 seconds.
We absolutely could.
Now, I'll tell you what, though. You and I together, and I'm With Stupid, we've done a lot of good things for a lot of people. But personally, have you done anything? You know, are you a charitable kind of guy?
Oh, I absolutely
level?
Am. I absolutely
really?
Am. I do lots and lots of good things. I do little things for people. A lot of times, you know, they don't even realize I've done something good for them. Or you know, they just kind of just casually do something nice for somebody and then just go on about my business because, you know, I'm not about, you know, getting accolades for it and having people thanking me and everything like that. It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, and it cheapens the whole act.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But some of the things I like to do, and I've just been helpful, I like to correct people on Twitter sometimes when they're wrong about something.
Really?
Occasionally on Tumblr. And sometimes when they're on their blogs, I'll just casually, now I'm not being rude, not being hateful.
No,
I'm just casually mentioning that, well, they're mistaken about a couple things. And usually they're very thankful and very happy that I helped them out.
And how do they express that?
Usually by unfollowing me. But I don't think it's out of anger.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, I'm the same way. The first thing when we said we were going to do this charity and helping others out show, I was quickly reminded that about 20 years ago, I went to a New Year's Eve party at my brother's house. And I noticed he was, drinking a little more than usual. And I wanted to send a message and tell him, maybe you ought to relax. So in the morning when I woke up and was getting ready to head back to my house, I took his bottle of aspirin out of his medicine cabinet and took it home with me.
And why did you do that?
Well, because he called me about a half hour after I got home and said, "Hey, Matt, where the fuck is my aspirin?" And the message was, moderation, moderation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You were just trying to help your own way, your own way.
I have another good example today. I was at the beer mine, and, we give away suckers and stuff. Well, this woman, who was quite rude, came through with four kids in a van. And, they couldn't make up their mind what they wanted to drink as the line piled up behind them. Four kids. "Hey, kids, what do you want?" "Oh, my God," I'm thinking. And I was just, I'll give her a lesson in parenting. So when they finally decided, she said, "Could I have some suckers too?" I said, "Sure." So I gave her three suckers. just a little subtle push. Let's deal with that, lady. Let's improve your parenting skills. Try to work this one out.
She's going to have to just take those home and cut them and weigh those babies out and make sure everybody gets the same amount.
That's right. Cut the baby in half.
And I'm sure that anytime you look out and you see a minivan with a whole bunch of kids in it pulling in, your heart just starts to sing, doesn't it?
Well, it may start to sing, but usually I just pee my pants.
Oh, well, you know what? I think the phone lines are open.
As always, at 661-244-9852. Come on, Mike. Give us a call.
Anyone else out there listening via your mobile device or via the World Wide Web? And, Matt, I tell you what, Michigan State drove from their half-yard line all the way down inside the Notre Dame 5 and threw an interception.
Wow.
I know. The tables have been turned. Looks like Notre Dame got the luck on their side this time, and they're probably just going to run the table now. 10 straight wins.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Well, I tell you one of the nice things I've actually done today. I decided to take a different approach than what I usually do. And today, as I've sat here and I've watched people on Twitter melt down over their teams getting trounced, the Pittsburgh fans have been rather entertaining as they gave up 21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to Iowa to lose. So that was special.
Yeah.
Other fans have been completely losing it over calls by officials. And I decided to this time, and I don't know that I really should keep doing this, but this afternoon I decided I would not point out that they were wrong about the rules.
Really?
I just let them go. I don't know that this is really the best thing to do because they don't need to be going through life not understanding the rules of football.
So what did you say?
I just let it go. I didn't say a word. I just laughed.
Oh,
I just sat here and laughed uproariously at their bad day. Yeah, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do either.
Well, no, because I was expecting a punchline, but that's okay.
Well, I'll think of a great punchline right after the show. So.
Yeah, I know you will.
Hey, we have a caller.
We do? Oh, holy shit.
Hell yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we weren't busy pacing all over the digs. You'd have noticed that.
Hey, 314, you're with Stupid.
No, I'm with Mike.
This is Mike. How you doing?
This is Mike is here. So what did Wisconsin do today?
Wisconsin did what Wisconsin does, and they bulldozed whoever that was they were playing.
Yippee! That's wonderful.
I know.
That is really, really good. Well, see, I was busy. I had a four-hour coffee clutch with a girlfriend at the bread company, and then I came home and played with a couple dogs with Mike. And,
that sounded sexual.
Anything
sounds Everything
sexual
sounds
to
sexual,
you
though.
Too.
Exactly.
But no, it's a real nice, dreary, non-hot day here in St. Louis. Not raining, not hot. It was a great day to be out with the dogs. Now, Mike wants to tell you something, so I'm going to hand the phone to him.
Okay.
I just going to say that Jay's rain is heading this way.
Well, it's going to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's tonight all day tomorrow.
It can't stay here. We've had it all day long. Wisconsin beat Northern Illinois 49-7.
Ooh.
Pretty serious beat down there.
Yep. Here.
They
That's
do things
a South
like
Central
that.
Smackdown right there.
Who was that?
That's
Something
a
about
yeah.
South Central?
Yeah, that's a LA police versus
yeah.
Rodney King type beat down right there.
Oh yeah. I can get down with that. Anyway, a friend of ours went to L.A. this weekend. We ran into her at the grocery store, and she was telling us she was going out to see her daughter, and we were envious. At least I was.
Why do you like her daughter?
No, it just sounded like a fun thing to do.
Oh, okay.
I'd have probably ridden out on the plane with her and split to see my other friends, but her daughter and my daughter went all the way through school, and her daughter has become a successful fashion designer out there.
Huh.
And she was in our daughter's wedding party and actually made the bridesmaids' outfits.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I would go out to L.A. and meet her daughter. That sounds like fun.
You would think Tiffany's all right.
Ooh, I like the name Tiffany.
Yeah.
I like the name
Tiffany. Yeah.
Shout out to Dana Lou, who's in the chat room.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you think that maybe I should get off the phone so other people can talk? I don't want to crowd you.
No, you're not crowding us.
No, we have multiple lines available. Dana Lou could just call right in if she'd like.
She could.
She could join the fun.
Now, it's my understanding that she actually crashed at somebody, one of the two of you, when she was on her big, long drive, big, long road
well,
trip.
She came through Redneckville, and she stayed out at the Days Inn,
a
fine, fine establishment here in town.
Sure. Too bad that they won't pay for the commercial you're just giving them. Days in
all,
and nights
all the
out.
Folks, all the folks sitting there in the behind the building in the parking lot in their lawn chairs drinking beer were nice, friendly types.
Is that what you call a block party?
I guess so.
The parking lot party.
Yep.
And you just pick which parking lot you like the best and spend Saturday night there?
Well, it was National Guard weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's who they all were. They were the weekend warriors.
Oh, you know, well, I don't know that Mike refers to himself as a weekend warrior, but he had to do that for reserves many
yep.
moons ago.
Yeah, but the thing is, Mrs. Mike, in Arkansas, when they have National Guard duty, they all wear raccoon caps.
I believe it.
They put the orange vest on over their uniforms and they just go deer hunting.
Oh my goodness.
They use live ammo.
With a 24-ounce bush in their hand.
Yeah. Oh, you know, when we have deer season here in Missouri, there are so many people that come into the emergency room while I'm working who have fallen out of their deer stands and inflicted themselves with wounds that shouldn't have ever happened. And
it's
hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, when you ask them, how'd you get shot? And they probably respond, I don't know.
Well, so far, I guess it's because I'm a chaplain. They won't lie to me. They actually tell me what happened.
Oh.
Well, they probably figure they'll get, you know, more attention and more sympathy if they do.
And you'll be
wrong,
nice to them.
Yeah.
And they know you won't rat them out.
Right.
And Mrs. Mike and Jay, we have another caller.
We do.
You don't need to. We have a round
I think
table
I know who this is.
Here.
Mike wants to say something, too.
No. No, I'm just going to hang on for another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
847, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh. is this complicated, anybody?
Wow, it got very quiet.
Did everybody suddenly forget how to do radio?
They're just turning it over to you, Dana.
It's Dana Lou, everybody.
Like, I'll just run the show now. It's okay.
It's all yours.
A little moment of confusion, but we're back now.
That was kind of scary.
So how's it going, Dana?
It's going well, but I missed the first part of the show. I'm really kind of bummed. I'll have to go back and listen.
Yes,
I'm sure it was fabulous.
At least once, probably three or four times.
Yeah, or, you know, just play it and put it on mute so it counts.
That's what I
there
do.
There you go. That's what I do, too.
That's what my mother does. Oh,
20, 30 times.
So glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I turn our show on and Vinny's show and Dr. A's show and a couple others on, and I just mute the thing and let them all run at once.
And we only have 60 seconds. I'm sorry, Dana. We only have 60 seconds in the live stream, so give us a call at 661-244-9852.
And if you're listening in that live stream, be sure to come back later this week and listen in the archives and you'll get to hear the final 15 minutes.
Which is always spectacular.
Always the best part of the show.
So, I take it there's people that don't show up on the where I'm showing up, but like if they dial in.
They can... If they're listening in through their smartphone on the app on the smartphone, they will not show up in the chat room.
Okay.
Or they can listen through the main page. you can just play the show off the main page, and you don't have to go into the chat room, I believe.
And Mike, seriously,
yeah.
From now on, if you have any more technical questions, you could save them for the after show.
Instead of the last 60 seconds. What type of microphones are you guys using?
I have the Microsoft USB headset and microphone.
And I have a VTech phone, which cost me like $10.
I was getting ready to say, and Matt has a yard sale phone.
No, I bought it, damn it. I bought it at a store.
Is that what makes his voice sound like that?
No,
his
voice
always sounds like that. So, Dana and Mike, are you guys going to be out doing any random acts of kindness this weekend? Doing good things, helping people out?
Next weekend.
You put that off for a week, did you?
Hey, I'm going to Chicagoland Speedway to watch NASCAR tomorrow. Do I really have to do random acts of kindness for rednecks?
I think they probably are more in need than most people. One thing you could do is you could say, really, really, stop waving that Confederate flag around. Really.
You know,
stop.
I wonder if I'll see any of those. I hope I don't, because I might just have to rip them out of their hands.
Well, I'm sure you will.
I don't know.
And when they say, it's my heritage, you can say, Illinois was a northern state, dumbass.
That's why I don't see very many of those out here.
If you hear one of them say, hey, y'all, watch this, you better run.
Get out of the way. Or hold my beer for a minute, damn it.
Oh, we can bring our own beer in. I'm so excited.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, well,
wow.
You can bring it. It's limited to a 6x6x12 soft-sided cooler.
No, honestly, I'm not surprised that NASCAR is BYOB.
Hey, look, I'm doing the big time. I'm going to the fan zone, the fan hospitality suite.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Fancy.
So I'll be with the highfalutin rednecks.
Oh. Now, you guys will be drinking the good stuff. Like
yeah,
Coors
Budweiser.
Light, but in a bottle.
Budweiser.
Yeah, it'll be in bottles, though.
Jay, it's not Coors Light. It's Coors Light.
Coors. I will tell you this. What was I going to tell you? Oh, I was going to tell you that. No, I was going to tell you who's performing at the... Because they got their token... person, their token.
Oh, God.
They got one guy driving a NASCAR?
No. They have a black guy singing.
They got Hootie.
They do.
Well, he's not really black, though.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah, no, Darius is black.
He's no more black than Barack Obama.
Or my
God,
son.
He's no more black than Tony Bennett.
Tony's got more rhythm.
Yes, he does.
Oh yeah, I think I remember. I think I saw you tweet that. That
yeah,
Darius Rucker. Going to be performing.
I like him. I'm glad, but
is he going to do the anthem?
I don't
also?
Know. He's doing a concert before the race. The people after
Sweet.
The race, I don't even know. So,
Sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be doing the national anthem or not. I guess I'll find out.
I guess he's part of...
Have you ever heard of Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I haven't
no,
either.
But
they're
it's
not playing after. That's his plan after the race, and I've never heard of them.
Hmm.
So, we'll see.
Well, anyway, I guess Darius Rucker is their is NASCAR's outreach program for the black community.
I think so. They're trying. I mean, you got to give them credit. They are trying.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure he'll be as successful as Willie T. Ribbs was with IndyCar racing.
Yeah, and then if this doesn't work out, he'll pull the double next year, and he'll play Toad Suck Days at Conway, followed up by Crawdad Days here.
They're gonna have to rename that Toad Suck Days in Conway.
All right.
Did Mike mumble something?
No, I'm just looking up Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. They've got
a
Facebook page.
Of course you are.
MySpace page.
I think they're alternative rock. I don't know. I've never heard of them. I've never heard their. I mean, I've tried to listen to their music, and no.
I think they're probably alternative to music.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Chicago Speedway tomorrow.
That's where Dana's going to be.
No, Mike.
try to keep up, Mike. You know, don't get distracted, okay?
Squirrel.
My God.
Oh. You know, that reminds me, Mike. You know, one of the good deeds I thought about doing is that I could volunteer down at the old folks' home, and then, you know, to entertain myself when everybody showed up with dinner at dinner time, I would just say, "You guys already ate, don't you remember?"
Put that in the go bag for me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So is that what you guys were talking about, random acts of kindness earlier? Is that what I missed?
Yeah.
That was, yeah. We were talking about our attempts to help a young lady in need, and in the end, she decided that she didn't really need.
Yeah. I can only imagine. I'll have to go back and listen, because I can only imagine.
You
not only have to listen, you've got to look at her picture.
Oh, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, if you're on the show page right now, or
I
in
am.
The chat room, that's her picture up there.
That gray sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Gray sweatsuit is the better picture.
Matt.
Dana, that would be Dana.
Well,
meet Summy.
I chose that picture because in that picture, it doesn't give you concerns that she may not be a she.
Oh, there she is. Okay. I'm like, I'm seeing these holding hands pictures. And
oh, yeah.
Got it. Lovely. I'm glad you guys tried to help out.
Well,
that's what we do. That's what we do.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. In fact, you know, another thing I'm going to try to do to help out is that I've been scanning the mail order bride sites. Just
to try to help
one
of those underprivileged women come to the United States.
Yeah. Just trying to see if I can make someone's life a little bit better. Is that wrong?
Yeah. No, not at all. I'm just wondering why they don't have mail order grooms.
I don't know. Maybe that'd be a great business idea for you right there.
Should I write up a business plan and see what I can do?
Absolutely. And you know what? I'll be your first groom.
There we go.
I get to choose which country I go to, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Assuming
it's going to be somewhere in Asia.
No. Really?
Or Mexico, of course. Or Argentina.
I can't imagine.
Or how about Brazil? Brazil would be nice.
It's called mailorderhusbands.net.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Mike is the official Google master.
I got one picked out for you already, Dana.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, great.
Steven. Charles Manson look-alike.
Oh, lovely.
Well, does he have a big tattoo and drive a ride a Harley? Because that, you know,
that
Dana might
be
a little more interested.
You know, Jay, I think maybe your marketing would be better in Iceland because you just look like a saga. You're like Jay-o-wolf.
Jay-o-wolf.
In fact, you need to change your name on it.
Oh, wait, no. See, I see. This isn't going to work for me. You know, Mike sent me to this website, and these are guys in the U.S. looking for women out of country. That's not going to work.
I think Marcus is a good one for you. Ever drank paint thinner? Don't. Trust me, it's a bad idea.
Is his last name absent?
But here's a half price guy.
Well, that would be me. That's what I was just thinking. I think I would just sell myself off at half price. A simple description, you know. Shy middle-aged man, quiet woman for disappointing evenings.
I will tell you, though, there's a guy listed here whose name is Mike with no image available.
No.
Well, that's, we know it. We know who it is.
We know who that is. And plus with Jay, you know, you should save him for President's Day so you can run him on your white sale.
Yeah, Mike's up for parole next month, so.
I don't think Mrs. Mike has been this entertained since your wedding night.
Yeah, she was laughing about that much then, too.
Yeah, I bet she was.
God.
Hey, Jay, you're recording this, aren't you? That's our new laugh track.
They are.
Hi-yo!
Oh.
And thank God we only have a minute and a half left in the show.
I was just going to say, it's getting down to wrap-up time.
Yeah, it is. So any word?
I'm so glad
pearls?
I called in.
Oh, we are too. Any pearls of wisdom, Mikey?
Not anymore.
Clicking for love.
Clicking for love.
Oh, remind everybody.
I have her around my neck, so we'll leave it at that.
Hello. We'll remind everybody that we are on again on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Yes, not Mondays, but Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, we'll do the show prep show again, even though this week we did the show prep show and we had to toss it all aside for Ungrateful Summy. That's her new name.
Yeah, from Nigeria, who didn't appreciate the effort we put forth.
Thankless Summy. I should send her a friend request on Facebook, shouldn't I?
You should.
God.
In fact, I could probably do it again, although I'll have to go through the IWS page link because my Facebook link does not work towards hers anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Aww.
I know.
All right. Well, 10 seconds. They're going to kick us out, so Thanks, right. Everybody. Thanks, Mike and Dana, for bye calling bye. In.
Yep.
Excellent show, Matt, man.
Boom.
And that's it.